Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Renee. Welcome to Renee's Heart to Heart. I'm just getting a message here on my dashboard that there are problems with service. I hope everyone can hear me. It looks as though everything is okay on our end. So if something's going on and there's not a good connection or something, please let me know. But it looks like everything's okay. We are going to talk about tonight the human trafficking situation again. And I haven't been able to see the movie that everybody has been talking about. I think it's called Not Now. It's about a young man who goes to a to another country. He's very wealthy and very well-to-do and goes there just to have some fun with friends, and a beggar in the street asks him for money, and he says, not right now, and walks away from them. He's having too much fun and living the high life, and his conscience catches up with him, and he wants to go back. And when he does go back, he finds out that the man has sold his sweet little girl to someone else. And he gets very upset about it and goes on a journey to find her. And, of course, you see the turmoil that the father himself is going through. This is a little bit about what we talked about the other day, but we didn't get into the depth on such a personal note. I talked more about statistics. And, of course, it is a several billion-dollar business, trading children in particular into slavery. So Shelley has done some research. She's a really, really good researcher. And she spent some time this weekend and this week checking some things out and wants to share with us tonight. So, and I have a few things as well on my desk that I'd like to share with everybody, because it really has become quite an awful thing. And when Daniel joined us the other night, he was all upset about what he understood about the street life. Very sadly, I was already aware of that, having worked in Miami Beach, right on the beach, for a long time at a hotel. And I also worked on the Strip in Fort Lauderdale. So I'm aware of what kind of street life there is and how young the participants in that street life are. And some of them got there through trafficking. So let's bring Shelley in and hear some of the stuff she has to share with us, and join us if you have any input. Hi, Shel.
Hi, Irene. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me clearly enough?
I can. There was a warning on my dashboard tonight when I got into the station, and it said that there were some technical difficulties. I don't know whether weather or something in various parts of the world. You know, Blog Talk Radio is all over.
Right.
But it looks like my dashboard is fine, so I guess we're good to go.
Yeah.
So
you break up every now and then, but then you get clear again. So it's intermittent.
Yeah, I'm having the same thing with you, but that happens quite a bit, so... So let's see.
We'll do the best we can.
Mm-hmm. So I've told everybody that you've done some research and that you are going to read it to us tonight or share it with us tonight, and then we'll have some open discussion. So get started whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right. I'm moving to another area because my antenna is not so good, but I'm sitting by my computer, so I'm moving away from my computer. All right. Can you hear me any better here?
No, I can't hear you at all. I mean, I can hear you, but I can't make out what you're saying.
All right. I have a good antenna. I don't know why it's not clear. And any improvement? See, I don't know how to clear it up because you're coming through a little garbled also. Maybe that's what they were talking about with the dashboard. Any
that
improvement yet?
No. It's really awful, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I know.
If there's anybody I'm hearing that's if there's anyone out there that's listening that can call in, if you're in a place where you can call in right now, let me know if you are able to hear anything. I have no one else on our dashboard, but that doesn't mean somebody's not listening online or something. So
yeah, because you were clear when you first got on, but now it's all garbled. You want to disconnect and try to go back in?
You hang up and call back in.
All right, let me do that.
All right. So let me share with everybody else. Some of the statistics that I came up with today were staggering, but one of the things I did find out, I was aware of this, there is the Safe Harbor Act, which went into effect January 1st, 2013, and it helps ensure the safety of child victims who have been trafficked for sex and allows children who are rescued from prostitution to get help from child welfare professionals instead of being placed in juvenile delinquency. Now that is a big thing. That's a wonderful thing. And it was passed by the legislature in 2012 and signed into law by our governor, Rick Scott. So it is a good thing. And if you are aware of any kind of trafficking going on or you think somebody needs some help from them, there is a National Human Trafficking Resource Center. The number is 1-888. So, I'm going to wait a couple more minutes and see what happens. I'm trying to let Shelley back in, but she can't get in. And it says we're experiencing a site-wide outage right now. Our technicians are aware and are working to restore service. I would recommend rescheduling your show later. We're sorry for the interruption. So I'm going to go off the air. And I am, I'll post something on Facebook for those of you who have not listened yet and don't know what's going on. And I'll keep checking to see if we can get back in within the hour. Otherwise, we will talk again tomorrow night and we'll save the show for another night. Tomorrow night we have new guests that none of you have ever met before. And her name is Linda Ellington, and she's going to talk to us about helping the really, really young kids when they're experiencing problems in school. So I apologize. I hope everyone is well. I also wanted to mention what happened in Texas today, and please, everybody, don't give up on us. We are what we are. We're human, which makes us incredibly imperfect, but we need to get through everything that's going on in the world today and make it a better place. And we can do that if we stick together. So God bless, and I will talk to you tomorrow night. Good night, everyone.